This is VOA News. Reporting via remote, I'm Richard Green. Russia says a Ukrainian claim that it bombed a children's hospital in Mariupol on Wednesday was fake news. Dmitry Polyansky, Russia's first deputy permanent representative to the United States, made the claim Thursday on Twitter, saying Moscow had warned earlier this week that the hospital had been converted into a military outpost. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky accused Russia of carrying out genocide in the bombing of the hospital. Ukrainian officials said at least 17 people were wounded in the attack. The World Health Organization said Wednesday it has confirmed 18 attacks on medical facilities since the Russian invasion began 2 weeks ago. President Zelensky has pleaded with NATO to impose a no-fly zone in Ukraine, but the U.S. has resisted that call, saying it would effectively draw the U.S. into a direct confrontation with Russia. Russia has denied targeting civilians. Meanwhile, Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov began talks with his Ukrainian counterpart, Dmytro Kuleba, in Turkey on Thursday. The meeting was brokered by Turkish Foreign Minister Mevlut Cavusoglu. Thousands more Ukrainian refugees fled to Central and Eastern Europe on Wednesday. President Zelensky said at least 35,000 civilians were evacuated during a 12-hour ceasefire. The head of the UN Refugee Agency said the number of refugees has probably reached between 2.1 and 2.2 million people since the start of the invasion on February 24th. Most are women and children, as able-bodied men have been ordered by the Kyiv government to stay home and fight. And the U.S. House of Representatives late Wednesday voted to approve $13.6 billion in military and humanitarian aid to Ukraine as part of a $1.5 trillion package to keep the U.S. government operating through September 30th and avoid a potential shutdown. The House approved the wide-ranging appropriations in a series of bipartisan votes, sending the legislation to the Senate, which aims to act by a midnight Friday deadline when current funding expires. This is VOA News. Iran's top security official says the United States is making unreasonable proposals in an effort to force Tehran into a hasty agreement to revive the 2015 nuclear agreement with Western nations. Ali Shamkhani, the head of the country's powerful Supreme National Security Council, leveled the accusations on Twitter Thursday. The U.S., along with Britain, France, and Germany, have been working for months on an agreement that would revive the deal that lifted sanctions on Iran in return for curbs on its nuclear program. The U.S. unilaterally withdrew from the agreement in 2018. Several diplomats have said the deal was almost complete, but Russia, another signatory to the 2015 deal, is now demanding written guarantees from the United States that Western sanctions targeting Moscow over its invasion of Ukraine would not affect its trade with Iran. Meanwhile, American singer-songwriter Lionel Richie was honored in Washington, D.C. Wednesday night. Here's AP's Oscar Wells Gabriel.
There was no shortage of love for Lionel Richie as friends and colleagues in the music world attended a special night in his honor. He received this year's George Gershwin Prize, given out each year by the Library of Congress. Richie, who has had a big string of hits over the decades, got to hear others' takes on those hits during a tribute concert in his honor. Among those paying tribute, Gloria Estefan, Luke Bryant, Chris Stapleton, and Miguel. Anthony Anderson hosted. The whole shebang will be aired on May 17th on PBS. I'm Oscar Wells Gabriel.
And repeating our top story, Russia says a Ukrainian claim that it bombed a children's hospital in Mariupol on Wednesday was fake news. Russia's first deputy permanent representative to the United Nations made the claim Thursday on Twitter, saying Moscow had warned earlier this week that the hospital had been converted into a military outpost. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky accused Russia of carrying out genocide in the bombing of the hospital. Ukrainian officials said at least 17 people were wounded in the attack. The World Health Organization said Wednesday it has confirmed 18 attacks on medical facilities since the Russian invasion began 2 weeks ago. You can find more on this story and others at our website, voanews.com. Reporting via remote, I'm Richard Green for VOA News.